Hello everybody, it's Peter and Gwen's Aged Awareness Show from the UK. The following is a quotation from Dwayne Hepner's book, Blue Sky Island, number 8, in his amazing Romantic Adventures series. He's actually been taken down below the ocean surface with a guide called Ursha. And he's been introduced to dolphins, which reside down there. The quotation is from the great blue dolphin now speaking. I'm going to show you certain time frames for your education and what the humans will be up against in the near future, he said, as he turned his head to the right, and there suddenly appeared a large screen that was like a hologram TV. Watch the images that will be appearing, Dwayne. They will show you what will be taking place as the humans become deceived by their own kind, he said, as I watched the screen and the images began. At first I saw the Earth from a view that was out in space, and then it was as though I was flying to the Earth like Superman. The scene then changed to a living room in a house. It looked like your regular family house, with all the furnishings and pictures of family members on the tables and over the fireplace. In an instant there appeared a man and a woman, sitting on their couch, looking at their TV. I watched them as they watched the television set, and became rather hypnotized by the images they were seeing. The scene changed again, and the same two people were at the supermarket and buying what they thought was the food they needed to live by. For the most part, they were buying packaged stuff that looked good in the marketed wrappings. Then the scene shifted and the people were in their home again, and the woman was in bed and she was ill. The man looked very worried, and then the scene shifted to a medical facility. He was talking to a person who I guessed was a doctor, who seemed to be explaining something to him. The man was then in another scene, where he was purchasing pills from a pharmacy, and then he was eventually home with his wife again. After that, the screen went blank, and the great blue dolphin spoke again. This is the first part of what you are to see, Dwayne. All of what I am showing you is for you only. It will be years before you will be able to tell anyone about this, because the humans are a stubborn bunch, and they will have their way no matter what the cost. The humans will be led like sheep to the slaughter, as they have in prior civilizations that have come and gone from the earth. You do not know it yet, Dwayne, but your real awareness will expand beyond what any human can recognize. People will actually fear you until they see and understand the real light in you. Most people are fear-driven by the rep systems who control the minds and will of the public decidedness. I was listening and trying to consider all that he was saying. It was all coming at me so fast. It was as though I was in a dream, and I was being flooded with information and terminology that I had never heard before. I loved this whole experience because it was like being James Bond and on a secret mission with the dolphins. Do not be concerned, Dwayne, about what you are hearing and seeing, because you will be given this information many times until you have become the ultimate agent for the isness, the 2R. Only the isness is into the continuation of real life, while the humans are more concerned with their simulated life, that is, in the lesser body forms. The isness provides for all with itself and wants to get the humans into the real universes, but the struggle always exists with the humans and their notions to adamantly stay where they are, and by doing so they will once again create the living destructiveness that is occurring right now. There are always warnings for the people of all the systems that exist in the material realms, but very few, if any, heed what is being presented to them. You have the awareness to see what others will not. The general public is led by the appearance of those who use their creative minds and use others to secure their own positions. Once an agreement is in place and other minds see that it looks supposedly safe to proceed, then you have the mass thinking that goes along with the illusions others contrive, which appears to be so real and substantial. The isness is primarily interested in the real awareness, the real you, as a contributor and an extension of itself. Then the great blue dolphin became silent and the screen started producing more images. At first there was the beautiful blue sky with some white clouds here and there. It looked perfectly calm and serene. Then suddenly several jets flew past and left a white trail behind them. I know when jets fly they do have vapor trails, but this was something else. The jets were soon gone, but their white trails stayed in the sky for the longest time. The view changed and I was seeing a typical neighbourhood with streets and houses on all sides. Suddenly I saw a subtle rainfall of particles from the sky. The stuff was going all over everything. I was a little puzzled at first, and then the people who lived in the houses came out and slowly moved around. Some of them were coughing as they held their throats, like a person choking. From all of those who came out, a few of them fell to the ground, as others rushed to them as the scene ended. You're seeing what is being implemented right now, Dwayne, and it will take years before some of the public realizes what is taking place, and for many it will be too late. Future lifetimes for the unaware will be much worse than now, especially for the poly-rulers who have decided to eliminate people by toxic means. End of quotation. From the context, it is apparent that this discourse took place around 1964, and a blind man could see how prescient it was, having regard to what has already happened and is happening at an alarmingly accelerating rate in this world. Few people can now be unaware of the chemtrails crisscrossing our skies and not heard of the poisonous filth they are unloading on us. But we do nothing. Can people really be so thick as to not realise there is something wrong with our food when allergies among children are skyrocketing, as are the chances of getting cancer, now 1 in 2, whereas not so long ago it was 1 in 3, an alarmingly enough rate in itself. But we do nothing. In addition, we are told authorities are concerned about the apparently inexplicable surging numbers of cases of leukemia and other cancers in people under 40. Just walk down the high street and count the number of people, young and old, who have a mobile phone glued to one ear. They may not know it, but they should by now, that they are literally microwaving their brains. The phone and the kitchen appliance work on exactly the same frequency, but we do nothing. And with the advent of 5G, the destruction, for that is what it is, of the human race through radiation is assured, and we still do nothing. No person, no government, or indeed succession of governments could be that stupid or negligent to allow the people of this world to be slowly but surely exterminated by policies that ensure the poisoning of our water, our food, and the very air we breathe, and for good measure by over-the-top radiation. That being the case, there is only one other explanation. It is deliberate. What is equally clear is that it has all been allowed to progress so far that it has got to the stage when there is very little we can now do about it. We live in an increasingly less subtle police state, with cameras breathing down our necks practically wherever we go, and fierce penalties for stepping out of line from an increasingly absurd legal system. The mainstream media is all in the hands of the seemingly favoured few, and the only way at present of communicating or receiving the truth, other than by word of mouth, is the internet, and this is clearly slowly being closed down. Even without this control, how could the seemingly inevitable be stopped, let alone reversed? Physical insurrection, or revolution, simply replaces one dysfunctional system with another. Besides, any such solution would be targeted at the wrong controllers. The plain fact is our so-called world leaders are merely puppets doing the bidding of their much more sinister and hidden masters, and kept in their place by their own greed and the trappings of illusory power, and in many cases by blackmail. There is in fact little hope of us even approaching the real puppet masters. It is clear we have only two options. Firstly, to accept the situation and to expect to return to a very bleak world indeed after having shed this present mortal coil when the time comes. A world devoid of most organic life as we know it, peopled by a dwindling number of dumbed-down half-human slaves being replaced by robot drones whose sole function is to do the bidding of the new world order of faceless beings. Alternatively, we can turn our backs on all this and try and ensure we do not come back here. How, you may very well ask, and towards what end? The end is total freedom in a universe without any kind of restrictions and unimaginable beauty of both sound and sight. I say universe, but universes is more correct, as the further we travel, the more there is still to come, as we eventually find our way back to the source of everything, the all is, from whence we each once emerged, like sparks from a bonfire, to be sent out to undergo endless experiences over countless existences in the lower levels. The how is, of course, the tricky part. But the very fact that you have taken the trouble to listen to this discourse shows you are already at a level where you are open to all this, and may indeed already be totally aware, in which case I apologise for trying to teach my grandmother to suck eggs. In my own case, I have only relatively recently been directed, clearly by the hidden guides, who I know have looked after me and got me through countless crises, and as a young man the darkest of dark nights of the soul throughout this life, to Dwayne Heppner and his wonderful books and presentation of the new you. I know it has been a long trek indeed over countless lifetimes, some of which I have been shown, and some of those were terrible indeed, to get to where I am now. If I have learned one thing, it is that it is imperative to learn to forgive oneself for all the mistakes and misdeeds in this or previous lives before we can hope to move on, in the realisation that everything is necessary experience that we had to go through, and that the seemingly opposites of good and evil are in fact simply earthly concepts and ultimately of no consequence. In order to move on, it is first necessary to effectively attract the attention of the real universal guides, those far advanced emissaries of the all is, and convince them of your sincerity of intention to rise above the levels collectively known as creation and work your passage onto the real universes. Seemingly the best and probably quickest way of doing this is to sing or say the new you, whether vocally or in your head, as many times a day as is practicable, but especially just before going to sleep and on awakening. As a result of this, you will very soon find you are remembering more of your dreams, and that many of these are clearly symbolic of many different things, to give you real guidance and instructions. Once this starts to happen, you will feel the need to seek out an aware person or persons to help you interpret them. In this respect, my wife Gwen, my younger son Kevin, and myself have been very fortunate in having access to Dwayne by Skype on a regular basis. It goes without saying that to hope to progress, you must cultivate a personality that is able to shun all the material and other trappings of the earthly lives we are so entrenched in, and to do your best to help others in this and every way. The bywords here are sincerity, humility, purity, and gratitude. All very easy to say, but for most people so very hard to do. But when you consider the alternatives, it really is a no-brainer. What is there to lose in at least trying? There is an infinite number of universes to gain.
Okay, this is Gwen, Kevin's mum. Peter's done his bit, so I'm just going to read a few things from new presentation websites. And I've got one here that says, Putin admits to chemtrails. And it says, Russian President Vladimir Putin has openly accused Western governments of GEO manipulation of the Earth's atmosphere with chemical spraying operations and DEW, which is Destructive Energy Weapons and Weather Control, HAARP, and the rest, designed to alter the world's climate and poison the population. Putin warns Western governments are destroying the planet Earth with chemtrails and DEW, Weather Control, HAARP, for world domination and human farming. Putin says, it is time that everyone on this planet Earth wakes up to what is really happening here. Everyone who has contributed to the interference of others is to wake up and contribute something wonderful for all. Russia's Premier Putin made the statements while speaking at a fundraising event and claimed that the spraying of lethal, toxic, poisonous chemicals into the Earth's atmosphere via chemtrails is funded by corporations and sanctioned by controlling human farming governments. Putin said that he was deeply concerned about the uneducated risks of altering our planet's climate and that it posed a monumental threat that is against the all-natural environment supporting all of us, and all for the pursuit of population control and profit. This is a serious assault, and it is remarkable that the United States government corporation is still refusing to acknowledge their destructive operations. It doesn't surprise me. He didn't say that, I did. The scientific data is there for all to see. The people on this earth must wake up and create their own new position from government controls. It is insulting to people's intelligence with the dishonesty, distortion, deception and outright destruction of the all-natural environment, and so the people of this planet Earth should become more aware and make their own place here. The feeling in Russia is that Western governments and corporations are flying too close to the sun. They won't be the only ones to get burnt, as this Earth and all people are struggling and suffering for the consequences of their actions. Wake up, everyone. This is your planet Earth. Okay, that's the first one. In England, people don't accept that they're chemtrails. They still say, oh no, that's just exhaust from the planes, but there you go. It's people, really. They don't want to believe stuff. Okay, next one I found here is, let me see, here we are. It's It Is All About the Me by Dwayne the Great Writer. As we are each born and raised according to the parents and society we come to know, the personal self becomes developed to where it is the most important thing, even more so than life itself. This is understandable, because the personal you doesn't understand what life is. We are each raised with ideas of what life supposedly is, and especially with the scientific ideas and views that constantly circulate around the world, that can only relate to what we have come to know as creation. Like children in kindergarten, the people of this planet Earth do not have any real idea as a reference to what the whole of life is. So, for the most part, the personal self mainly only considers itself and usually thinks that it is basically all there is to their personal life, except for maybe the deity and God invention and ideas that have been created to control unaware people. The overwhelming indoctrination that has been purposely placed upon unaware people is to keep everyone from becoming more aware and self-sufficient with the true reality life is, the all is. As long as there is a continuous distortion marketed to those who keep deciding to stay unaware, then the personal self will rule this world with many different disguises, and those who agree will be subject to the effects of cause and effect creation for ongoing unaware lifetimes. For many with their personal self, they do not believe this, as the world controllers make sure that unaware people only believe in the invented gods of the reptilian alien tapliners, rats. The little invented me person only grows old and older, until once more it forgets itself and where it is at here. WWE, wonderful worldwide educators, show you, the real you, your real awareness, that is locked into the time and space matrix, how to free yourself from yourself, and eventually into the real universes of real freedom. Okay. Right, let's find another one that I was looking at. Here we are. Okay, this is quite appropriate, I think, at the moment with everything that's going on. Your Planet Earth Now by Dwayne the Great Writer. It wasn't too long ago that the air was fresh and clear, and the land was filled with nutrients and essentials, and the oceans had no pollution or toxins. But today, none of this is so. Everything is polluted and poisoned because of what we have agreed to by everyone on this planet Earth. We are all part of what has taken place and what is happening now. The biggest challenge is not that there are many people who want to do their part to protect and assist the all-natural environment, supporting all of us. The biggest challenge is dealing with those who are purposely destroying what supports everyone here. Most people, especially the socially minded ones, have been so indoctrinated with distortion and deception and destruction by the invented controller systems and agreeing to it, that they still haven't figured out what is actually taking place on your planet Earth. How many unaware people keep agreeing to the complete takeover of this world and everything that is created here? For the most part, many people still think that the controlling, destructive authorities are their friends, when in fact the opposite is hugely true. Pretending and praying and loving that everything with the all-natural environment will suddenly fix itself does not make it so. A real wake-up needs to take place now. There is so much more to all life than what is seen here, but only for those who have the real courage to step up and see beyond their unconscious agreements with all the demise that is happening now on your planet Earth. Step up with us, universal supporters, and get real with your world now. Okay, that's from us this week. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. If not, please don't let us know. And signing off now, Gwen and Peter, and we shall sing the new you song.
No.